This is Ivy Hoops Online, reporting from Jadwin Gymnasium at Princeton. On today's Ivy League regular season finale between the Tigers and the Penn Quakers. 2 weeks ago, on this same floor, the Tigers suffered a soul-crushing loss to the Yale Bulldogs, who overcame a double-digit second-half deficit, turning it into a 10-point overtime win. Today, the Tigers flipped the script, turning a 15-point second-half deficit into a heart-stopping 76-69 win in overtime. It was senior morning for the Tigers, who honored their senior classmen prior to the noon start. This was a clash for at least part of the Ivy League title between teams coming in with 9-4 records. Penn has been the Ivy League's hottest team of late, riding the crest of an 8-game winning streak. After a rather lackluster start to its Ivy League campaign, before what appeared to be the biggest crowd of the year at Jadwin, including a large contingent of Penn fans who made the trip from nearby Philadelphia, the Tigers got off to a good start. In the first 5.5 minutes, four different Tigers scored 15 points to just 10 for the Quakers. But suddenly, the Tigers went ice cold, going scoreless for the next 5.5 minutes. Penn, meanwhile, and particularly Player of the Year candidate Jordan Dingle, showed how they managed 8 straight Ivy wins. Dingle scored 21 tallies in the first half, as many as the rest of the Quaker team combined. The Tigers scored just 10 more after their first 15 for the remainder of the first period. At halftime, the Quakers were up 42-25 and appeared poised to run the Tigers right out of their own building. In the second stanza, Penn held on to its 15-point margin for the first 5 minutes. Tosan cut it to 13 with a layup at the 15:01 mark. A Tosan steal led to a 45-second Tiger possession featuring 2 long-range misses, 2 offensive rebounds, and finally a Xavion Lee triple to draw the Tigers within 10 at 48-38. The teams traded baskets for several minutes until Blake Peters canned a long three to get the deficit into single digits, 57-48, with 9 minutes remaining. Fortunately for Princeton, Penn was cooling off after their torrid first half pace. In particular, the Tigers and especially Matt Alaco held Dingle pretty much in check in the second half. With 7 minutes to go, Xavion Lee hit another fabulous three-pointer to make it 59-53 Quakers. At the 5-minute mark, Penn's Max Martz missed a three-pointer but grabbed his own miss and canned a jumper from 15 feet to make it 64-55 Penn. Things looked bleak for the Tigers at that point. Terrific rookie Caden Pierce answered with a Tiger three, 64-58, with 4.5 to go. Penn held on to the 6-point margin down to the 152 mark when 2 Ryan Langborg free throws cut the deficit to 4, 66-62. A Dingle miss from deep led to a Matt Alaco layup at the other end, 66-64, with 127 remaining. Finally, a half minute later, Pierce grabbed a Martz miss and turned it into an Alaco layup in heavy traffic. Tie score at 66, under a minute. A Tosan steal near the end of the shot clock gave Alaco a chance to win it at the buzzer, but Penn put the clamps on him. His tough layup try missed. An improbable overtime period would result in one of these teams grabbing a piece of the Ivy League regular season title. Pierce struck first, giving the Tigers their first lead since early in the first half. This time, the Tigers would not surrender the lead. Pierce had another basket and two free throws in overtime, while the Tigers made 5 of 6 from the line in the final half minute. Penn managed just 3 of 6 from the line in the extra session without any field goals. Final, 76-69 Tigers. They had come all the way back. This was truly a second-half defensive masterpiece for Henderson's Charges. After giving up 42 in the first half, the Tigers yielded just 24 in the second half and another 3 in overtime. The Tiger coach could not recall ever winning a game in which his team missed 28 three-pointers, but it happened today. Princeton made 9 to Penn's 7. Pierce notched another double-double with a team-high 16 points and 10 rebounds. Tosun with 15, Langberg with 13, and Alaco with 12 all joined a rookie in double figures. Henderson also stated this was the best win he has ever had. After the Yale debacle, one can understand that. For the Quakers, Dingle filled out his Player of the Year resume with a game-high 28 points, but only 7 came in the second half and overtime. It is likely that these two teams will meet again next Saturday in the Ivy League tournament. If Brown can defeat Yale tonight, the Tigers will face the Bears on Saturday. A Yale win will give the Bulldogs a share of the title and the number one seed with 2 wins against Princeton, clinching that tiebreaker scenario. For you Ivy League fans, there's a lot of basketball left to play in both the men's and women's divisions in the Ivy League tournament. And we hope you will stay tuned to Ivy Hoops Online for all your Ivy news. This is George Clark saying goodbye for now, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next week at the tournament.